that learning Spanish with your wife life jacket on? Oh God, I'm floating.
You've really shoehorned this one.
Okay, I forget the analogy, right?
We're just a couple of business anchors. Welcome to the Business Anchors Podcast. This jingle is slightly too long. This jingle is slightly too long.
About investing in your health, Lloyd.
Yes.
I noticed your next thing is something to do with a life jacket, and I haven't read it, but I read the title. I'm pretty intrigued. Are you going to say something really like an analogy that's cringe or?
Yeah.
You actually are, aren't you?
100%. 100%.
Cringe Lloyd alert.
So, are you ready to jump on my little boat of happiness?
No, you're not.
Are you ready?
Oh, go on.
Come on board. So I'll get to the cringe in a minute. Don't worry, guys. Don't worry, it's coming. But you made a point in episode 150 of like spinning lots of plates, an analogy that isn't cringy, but you know, taking you to the circus.
Yeah.
And I sort of felt you were quite self-aware, and it was such a good point of not necessarily thinking you're going to be perfect at everything, but you said, I've got a lot of things going on in my life, and I feel like I've got the balance...
Spinning them all right.
I'm like doing all right with all of them and got the balance fairly right. And I think you understand that you're not going to be perfect in every area of your life, but you're going to do the best with kind of what you can and that kind of thing. And that balance, I think, is really important. And
if you're balancing on a boat
so,
and you fall in, is that it? Is that
okay? Kind of. We're getting close. It's cringier. So you got your boat.
Okay.
Your little boat of happiness.
Yeah.
All right. And people and things are constantly getting on that boat that make it sink down a little bit more.
Okay.
Okay. So you got your dickhead boss. He walks on and asks you to make a logo pop more.
Yeah.
And you think, bloody hell, my boat's sinking here, mate. Yeah. You are. You keep telling me to change the size of that logo and making it pop. It doesn't make any sense.
Make it greener.
Yeah, make it greener. Make it purpler.
And it's not a word.
Purpler.
More purple.
At the weekend, your slightly racist Uncle Brian comes around and starts moaning about the world onto your boat. And you're like, oh, that's my boat singing a bit more. Mm-hmm. Brian, you're a big bloke. Oh, we're really sinking my happiness boat here. Mm-hmm. Then someone chucks a black sack on. What's in there? Oh, shit, it's parking tickets. It's that tropical fish tank you said you look after, and now it's full of dead fish. And all your ironing that needs to be done. It's all on there. All these things bringing you down, Dan.
Oh, interesting.
They're sinking your boat. You're feeling a little less happy. But now I've realised those things are always going to get on your boat. You can't really avoid them. There's always going to be bad things that sink your boat a little bit, Dan. Mm. So what are we going to do?
What are we going to do?
We don't want to drown. So we need to put a life jacket on.
I'm just comparing like our conversations, like, you know, you like Jordan Peterson and they're so like intellectual, and we're fucking making up these. No, this is good though. Go on, keep going.
So you need a life jacket. So if your boat's sinking, you're still going to float, Dan. Mm. So you're going to do something positive. Get that exercising in the morning life jacket on. Bring yourself up a bit more. Get that playing Lego with your son after work life jacket on. Bloody hell, I'm feeling buoyant. Okay. Get that learning Spanish with your wife life jacket on. Oh, God, I'm floating.
You've really shoehorned this one.
Okay, I forget the analogy, right? Forget the analogy.
I'd see what you've
the
done.
The analogy was shit and cringy.
No,
right?
I think we've done
but
that.
But my point is, I feel like... So the last couple of weeks, then, we've had some challenges at work, and we've been really like working hard, and so... My brain's been a bit frazzled and I've been feeling a bit shitter about work than I normally do. And I guess my point is that those things are always going to happen in life. You're always going to get an unexpected, not always, but you're going to get an unexpected parking ticket in the future. Your boss is going to be a dickhead in the future. Certainly at Knowlton, their boss is going to be. Hello. You're going to have relationship issues, but if you can have sort of healthy, positive habits that you continue to do around that, like I've found when I... You're more buoyant. You've got life jackets on, mate. But when I like am doing more positive things, so like I said, I went to the gym and my sleep was better and I was doing positive things with my friends and meeting people and having those things. Nothing changed at work, but I felt better because I had all those other things kind of balancing me out. It's like,
yeah,
okay, yeah, it's quite challenging at work, but I feel good about my health and I feel good about my relationships with my friends. Like I've met them a couple of times. I feel like my finances are in a good place because I did that budgeting thing. Do you know what I mean? So even when there's things that bring you down, if you have other habits that are positive and keeping you happy, I feel like you kind of stay more on a level rather than in the past. I used to have like work was a bit shit. Right. Well, I'll just get drunk and eat loads of pizza and I won't exercise. And, you know,
does it work?
Younger Lloyd's thinking maybe this will make things better. Mm. It didn't.
To back up what you're saying, you told me something interesting in the gym that we now go to the other day. You told me about on your fitness tracker Whoop Band. There's a journal thing you can do where you track your behavior to see how it impacts all your data around health.
Yeah.
I think you told me that you started tracking when you have social situations where you hang out with friends or family. Yeah. And didn't you say it increased your recovery or something? Or which shows your how positive you're by 20%.
They measure heart rate variability, and there's lots of studies to show it's a really good sign of kind of current and future health. And that's what kind of builds your recovery metric on your Whoop Band. And yeah, so I log, there's one of the options you can log because you choose what to log in your journal, whether you've had time socializing with friends or family, basically. And on days that I do, on average, my recovery is 5% higher over the next 24 hours. And I do think I've been reading lots and lots. I'm so clever. No, I've been reading and kind of listening to podcasts lots on this subject and how mental health and physical health and everything, it's like so, basically they're not even separate things. Like the things going on mentally affect your physical health and have real world. And I suppose that's the first thing in my life that I've actually seen data on is like, shit, actually like seeing friends or like going to visit my nan and granddad for a couple of hours and actually is having positive physical effects on my health.
Just before you go, we want to take a second to talk about our podcast sponsors, Adobe Express. Adobe Express enables anyone to quickly and easily create standout social graphics, logos, flyers, banners, and more on the web and mobile. There are so many amazing features and benefits to using Adobe Express. You can choose from thousands of beautifully designed templates to inspire you and get started. You can quickly remove a background, convert JPEG to PNG, videos to GIFs, merge videos, change video speeds, and more. Apply your brand to your content in just a tap and collaborate with your colleagues through shared templates and libraries. You'll also get access to the entire diverse, royalty-free Adobe Stock photo collection created by the world's best professionals and choose from over 20,000 licensed Adobe fonts, as well as their collection of curved typesets, grids, and exquisite font pairings. You can apply standout photo effects in seconds, discover easy bite-sized tips to get you started on the Learn tab, or connect on one of their creator community spaces to stay close to our team and fellow users. Now that's a lot of features to get your teeth into. Click the link in the description of the episode to give Adobe Express a go today, and we'll see you next week.